Dorrit Black's Nocturne, Wynyard Square, is an eerily empty cityscape, cut from a single linoleum block and printed in simple black and white. Exploiting the directness and boldness of the lino cut technique, she reduced the architecture of this public square in Sydney's CBD to a series of monumental shapes. The darkness of the night crowds in around the buildings, eating away at the sharp silhouette of a Victorian terrace on the left and creeping into the image through cuts and stabbing gouges in the right-hand corner. Nocturne has a spectral, moonlit quality that comes from the stark contrasts of black and white. Here, the city is given an alienating quality, rendered strange and unfamiliar by the stylized shapes and the lack of figures. In 1927, Black trained in London at Claude Flight's Grosvenor School of Art, and then at the Parisian Academy of the prominent cubist André Lhote. Lhote encouraged his students to radically simplify their subjects, asking them to see nothing in the nude but the straight lines, the angles, the curves, the tones cold and warm, and the dimensions. Black incorporated this analytical approach into her work, reinterpreting the city as a sequence of overlapping planes. She also introduced the Cubist method into the classes she taught at the Modern Art Centre, which she established in 1932, an important place in the development of modernism in Sydney. In its combination of strong, elastic shapes and overlapping forms, Nocturne, Wynyard Square reveals the impact of international forms of cubism on Australian art.